Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at windowskansascity.com.
A quick reminder, the ALS Walk KC is set for Saturday morning in Lot J at Kauffman Stadium, and every listener of KKHI is invited to stop by and say hello. I'll be there with Jessica and some family members, and even if you can't stay for the walk, we'd love for you to just show your support. 9 a.m. registration, 10 o'clock walk with James Bishop's Brawlers, Lot J, Kauffman Stadium. Hey, the walk will get your mind off the corruption in America between big tech, big media, and big government. But hey, at least all these liberal entities are in the tank, according to new polling. Get this, only 7% of Americans have a great deal of faith in the news media. Seven. And general consensus on the media right now is a number lower than Biden's 38%. Hey, maybe we're winning, and we don't even know it. You think things are messed up? How about this? In Los Angeles, you don't need an ID to vote, but you need to show your health records to go to an outdoor sporting event. Good God. And in New York, Nets player Kyrie Irving can't play basketball because he's unvaxxed. But the law won't allow the Nets to say that. They just list him as ineligible. What in the heck are we doing? Hey, the Urban Meyer story in Jacksonville about that video with him and a girl at that restaurant, well, it's growing more stories. The woman in the video may now get fired. Her company's investigating her. Apparently that company's under a lot of duress right now because Ohio State fans are mad at him. Crazy. The lady's mother is very worried for her mental condition. And the dude who put the video out to the public is a former Ohio State football reporter that quit because he said the operation was too corrupt and scummy to work around. Oh, this is just getting better. A big weekend of football got started with the Rams beating Seattle. The big story there, Russell Wilson got knocked out of the game with a gross finger injury. That was all happening. It was great theater and drama while baseball was playing two really boring postseason games. Not a good start for MLB. But Vegas casinos are exposed for millions and millions in payouts if one certain team wins the World Series. I'll tell you which team that is on KKHI. It's brought to you by Elite Automation, designing and installing intelligent building automation systems that can save you thousands off your utilities. Hey, this is simple. If you've got an office building, a big building, and you're spending thousands of dollars a month in HVAC costs and energy costs, they'll help you. They could put a new control system in that'll save you big time money, or they'll just act as your consultant and come out, see how you operate, give you recommendations on how to save. When they do, you share what you save with them, and it costs you nothing. So call Brad or any one of the team members at Elite Automation, 913-766-2188, or online at eliteautomate.com. Hey, it's a great weekend to get an oil change or new tires in rotation. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC would love to service your car. Any maker model, no problem. They'll come pick it up from you. They'll service it, and they'll return it to you. Who does that? Roberts Robinson does in Excelsior Springs, and you don't have to live next door either. They'll do that anywhere in the metro. You want to get your car serviced by great people at a great price? It's Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. They'll also help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV of your dreams with Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick. Great lineup of Buick SUVs and, of course, the great trucks by Chevy and GMC. Custom build them online at robertsrobinson.com. And 360 Document Solutions, Mark Lindquist and his team will help your office simply be more efficient. If you've got copiers, printers, IT solutions, mail systems, phone systems, you've got leases on those things, they can help you get lease. They can help you break the lease. They'll get you into lower cost equipment that is better. I promise this will work for your company. It'll help you make money. They'll do a free analysis, absolutely free, complimentary, of all your dock technology, IT programs, complete review of all your current costs, anything that has to do with mailing systems, phone systems. 360 Document Solutions can make you run more efficiently. Call Mark Lindquist at 913-745-5344 or online at 360documentsolutions.com. Okay, the ALS walk is coming up. Oh, and we got all kinds of polling out there that says we're winning. That's right up on KKHI. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. B-Stock Electronics Outlet Store presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at bstock.net.
We start with a reminder for your open invitation Saturday to come on out to the ALS Walk in Kansas City. Registration begins at 9 o'clock at Kauffman Stadium, Lot J. You do not have to do the walk if you want to come out and say hello, be part of it. And I'll be there along with James Bishop and his family as part of Bishop's Brawlers, the walking team to raise money for ALS research to stop this dreaded disease. If you don't know James's story, he's a longtime listener of the radio show and this podcast. He's a patron of the podcast. He's been diagnosed with ALS, and his family story is very moving for myself and many others. I've heard from many of you. The fundraising has been outstanding over the last few days. There's a link in the intro to this podcast today. If you want to go straight to the link and make a donation, we'll take any $10, $20, $50, $100. Some people have given as much as $500. That's incredible. We would love to get to $10,000 raised for Bishop's Brawlers by the time this is all done this weekend. So if you'd like to go donate, that's awesome. If you'd like to just show up and say hello tomorrow and show support, you can. If you want to sign up for the walk, you can do that. It's only a mile long. It's around Kauffman Stadium. I don't have a lot of specifics of the route or what it is, but it'll be a very moving and important day. It's going to be gorgeous at Kauffman Stadium on Saturday morning. We're looking at a high of 90 on Saturday, so an overnight low of 65. The walk starts at 10 a.m. What do you figure, 75 degrees for a morning walk of 1 mile? Come on out, man. Put your kicks on, some shorts, and maybe a T-shirt or a little light sweatshirt or something, and come on out and walk with us at Kauffman Stadium. At the very least, come say hello and be around some of the KKHI listeners. Love to see you there. Consider this like we used to do these remotes on radio where people would come by remotes, whatever. If you got a little time Saturday morning, Kauffman Stadium's easy. Just come on out and say hello and show support for James and his family. I'd love to see as many listeners out there as we could possibly get. It'd just be it'd be our honor if you just showed up and showed support for this. It's going to be a tremendous event. But if you can possibly listen to the podcast, it was 1 week ago on Friday of last week that we posted the podcast. It starts with Fellow Listener. That's the headline. If you want to scroll through the episodes and you have not heard that episode, please go listen to it. It's a very important podcast about James and his family. They're an incredible story, third generation ALS, and the strength that this family has and the optimism they have. They're not looking for any sort of, you know, pity or sympathy or anything like that. They're not looking for any of that. All James wants is a cure for this disease sometime in the not-so-distant future. So in case his children have it or his family has it again, it does not affect them. He truly, truly wants to raise money and help out any way he can and pass that on to his next generation of his family, because this disease has cost the Bishop family far too much. He's a good man, and I look forward to being there. Jessica and I will be walking. I think her parents are going to come walk with us, and we may have some friends showing up and things like that. So, you know what? Everybody who listens to the podcast is a friend. And if you can't do the walk and that's not good for you, just come on out and say hello. The registration period's from 9 to 10. Swing on by and just say hi. Just make the point of coming by and saying hello at the ALS Walk Kansas City. It is Saturday morning, Kauffman Stadium, Lot J. Registration starts at 9. The walk is at 10, and we'd love for you to be there. If you'd like to make a donation, if you can't make it, especially if you live out of town or something, man, I'll tell you what, we could take all the $20 donations we can stand. Everything you can do. The link is on the intro to this podcast. The other way to do it is Google ALS Walk Kansas City. If you do that, it'll pop right up and say donate. You can click on donate, then it will ask for a walker and just put James Bishop in there. It'll go straight to his page to support his walk team, Bishop's Brawlers. That's a way for you to do it on your own. Or the easy way is in the intro of today's podcast. If you read the intro, you can click right on the link. It'll take you right there. I'm posting the link with the intro on this podcast today. So please help us out if you can. No donation is too small. We'll take everything we possibly can. Some more housekeeping. I got many emails on Thursday from you about conservatives running for what I just call small offices or lower level offices. This is school board, city councils, commissions, things of a local nature that we don't normally pay attention to and many people don't vote on. The election is a month away. We need to go vote for these things. We're watching all these people go to these school board meetings and be so upset that they have a board of seven people that vote 7-0 in favor of critical race theory and mask mandates, and we wonder how the hell we got to this spot. We got to this spot because they cared about getting the school board. So we need to get them back. And the way to do that is go vote. It does not take many votes to win a school board election. Folks, this is not a presidential election. There will be no long lines next week. There's nothing like that. But you have to find out who the conservatives are that are running. So what I'm going to do in the lead up podcast is give you a cheat sheet. Anybody that wants to send me an email of somebody who's running for a lower level office that is a conservative, I'm just going to read them. It's the only way I really know how to do it. I don't have a mass email list or anything like that. I'm going to read them on the air and you'll get your cheat sheet. We'll do it by category of community or board, county, things like that. Then I'll read you the names. You're going to need a pen and paper as I read them. There's the people to go vote for. Take it with you to go vote. Many of you are sending these in. We've gotten them from Topeka. We're getting them from rural areas in Missouri, some of the places around Kansas City. I don't think I saw a thing from Kansas City, Missouri. And maybe people in Kansas City, Missouri have thrown in the towel. I'm getting a lot of offices in the suburbs in Kansas City. We've got people in Topeka that have reached out. No place is too far. I know I heard from people in Emporia and Ottawa earlier this year. Send them in. Let us know. Let's get the right people in charge of these school boards and city councils. It will absolutely make a difference in your community and in your life, in your children's lives. There's nothing more important than this. We're frustrated by the federal government. We can't change that for a while. We got to wait on that. You can change a lot of the local makeup in November. Again, it's not a huge major election, but a lot of these little positions are up for grabs. And if you know somebody that's conservative that's running, send it to me. I cannot promise that I'm going to respond to everybody on these emails. I'm getting a lot of them. I appreciate you keeping them brief. I don't need to know much other than what the office is they're running for and who they are. I'm going to trust you that you're sending me in good conservative names, and we're going to go with that. So need your help and send those in. It's Kevin at kkhasissues.com. That's the email address, Kevin at kkhasissues.com. Feel free to shoot me an email. Well, I'm going to start with a media note here. We've got an unbelievable Gallup poll that's out that says 7% of Americans now have a great deal of confidence in the news media. 7 out of every 100 people have confidence, great confidence, in the news media. And I'll ask you this. I'm wondering who those 7% are. You know, I see Joe Biden's approval at 38%, and I'm just asking, who are those people? Because even if you like his politics, how can you look? We didn't like Trump and his mean tweets and his bombastic behavior and all this stuff and his truth bombs. People hated his truth bombs. But come on, Biden stammered through a thing on Thursday that was so embarrassing. I tweeted out, this isn't embarrassing for Biden anymore. He's fully embarrassed. That's over. That ship has sailed. Everybody knows the man is not there. This is now just embarrassing for Americans, American citizens. It's ridiculously embarrassing for all of us. 38% of the people approve of him, and I don't know who those 38% are. Even if you like his politics, how can you approve him? How can you approve of Joe Biden and say it's okay to have a senile old man in the White House that doesn't know that we're pissing off France when we sign a nuclear submarine deal with Australia? He doesn't know. He didn't know. The president didn't know. They're not telling him anything. They built him a TV set. They're propping him up. They're sending him out there to go read stuff. It's just pathetic. This is, apparently, my dog could be president of the United States. We could just put Cabo out there on a chair and he could bark. I move my fingers like this. I just move my little fingers together like a hand puppet and he barks or he whines. He'll go, because he's got a little bit of beagle in him and he goes, like that when I do it, I tell him to speak. I can do that. I can prop Cabo up on a little chair in front of the prompter, and we could put subtitles under his that you hear at the end of the podcast. We could just put subtitles under there. It's easy. It's the same thing as Joe Biden speaking. It doesn't matter because he can't even read what they put up, so he might as well have a dog running the presidency. I don't know who's in charge. I assume it's Obama and his people behind the scenes running all this, but they've got a massive problem, not just in Joe Biden, but what he's doing to their party and now what people think of the news media. 7% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the news. Overall confidence in the media. This is really close to Biden's number. So these must be the same crazy people. This has got to be the exact same people. These are people that have confidence, some confidence in the news media. It is down 4% just this year to a second all-time low of 36%. There's only 36% of Americans, a little over 1 in 3 Americans, have any confidence at all in the news media. That means 2 out of 3 people essentially say, I don't, everything I see or hear, I don't trust or believe. That's probably good for conservatism in this country, because the overwhelming amount of media and social media, well, the question is how many people, when they're polled, understand that Facebook and Twitter are also news media. They may just be thinking about their TV station or their newspaper or something like that. But these numbers are outrageously low. I mean, we just have never seen anything like it. It's just eroding right and left. And I think Trump exposed a lot of this. I think the term fake news is much simpler for people than disinformation. And they understand what fake news is. It's simply stuff people make up or twist for their own benefit. And that's all the legacy media are and the corporate media are in this country. It's all for power and control. And there is a lot of power and control out there. And that's what it really, truly is all about. You want to know about power and control and how out of whack things are? So this is our COVID stupidity of the day. Kyrie Irving is a basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets. He will not play in the first preseason game. He is ineligible, according to the Nets. They list him as ineligible. We know this. Kyrie Irving has said, I'm not taking the shot. If you're an athlete in New York, you have to take the shot to play or to practice. So he's not even with the team. The Nets, this is how crazy and stupid this is. The Nets, as a business, cannot say Kyrie Irving is out because he didn't get a COVID shot. They can't say it. They just say he's ineligible and won't say why. So we have laws that protect his privacy. And the Nets can't say that he hasn't taken the jab. But the state and the city somehow can mandate that he can't work. And oh, by the way, he doesn't get paid. If you think that's bad, ask this question. Is this simply because basketball's indoors? Because there's no way all the baseball and football players playing in New York are vaccinated. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. And in Canada, it's even worse. When an NBA team travels to Canada, if you break quarantine, you go to Canada to play the Toronto Raptors. You go to Canada to play Toronto. You check into your hotel, and you cannot leave your hotel. The only thing you can leave the hotel for, you can't go next door and get a cup of coffee. You can't walk out onto the street and have breakfast at a restaurant across the street. You can't do any of that. You stay in the hotel. The only time you can leave is to get on the team bus to go to a team activity. That's either a practice or a game. That's it. You're quarantined to your hotel. If you leave the hotel as an NBA player in Canada, and this is, boy, Biden would love this. The entire administration would love to do this in America. If you leave and they catch you, an NBA player, if you break your quarantine, you are subject to 6 months in prison and a $750,000 fine. What? You're going to ruin people's lives for walking out of a hotel. I mean, this is crazy what's going on with these people and these lockdowns. COVID is not really a thing right now. We talked about how there's no cases in Kansas City. There's nothing going on here. Everything everywhere is down like 65% from a month ago. It's crazy how low this stuff has gone. The millions and millions of people in North America, United States and Canada, the hundreds of millions of people have been vaccinated or have had COVID and have natural immunity. That's why the numbers are going down. It's cycling through. Everybody's getting it. And by the way, the hysteria is gone and the death meter on CNN is gone. More people died with COVID this year than last year with COVID when Trump was president. And yet you don't hear about that. And we have Kyrie Irving can't play in a basketball game at, you know, in Brooklyn. He can't play basketball, but we'll take what? 250,000 people a month across the border and they just walk into the country with COVID if they want. Or with no vax? This is just ridiculous. The whole thing is stupid. That's your stupidity update, COVID stupidity update for the day as how they're trying to more and more and more control us. Roy Blunt is the senator of Missouri that was retiring. The seat's coming open, and we need a conservative in Missouri, and some of you need to become very active in this. Josh Hawley needs to become active in this race. Josh Hawley is very popular in Missouri. He's an outstanding conservative. We need another Josh Hawley. I don't know that we have one. Eric Schmidt is running for that seat, as we understand it. and so is Greitens. Roy Blunt decided on his way out to team up with Mitch McConnell and bail out the Democrats this week. They've extended the debt ceiling through, what, December? $450 billion. 11 Republicans broke ranks and voted with Democrats to just hand out this money. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is livid. He came out and says, we caved. The Democrats were on a path to surrender. We had them. And politics is a blood sport. They absolutely had them. Because no matter what they say, the Dems had the votes. You get votes everywhere. You have the control of the House. You have the White House. You have 50 votes in the Senate, and the vice president can break a tie. You had the votes necessary to do this on your own. I mean, it's remarkable. McConnell caves and does it for him. Maybe it's long-term, it's the right thing to do. We'll see. Maybe there's something good down the road that comes of this. Hard to believe. Chuck Schumer, immediately upon this passing through and the debt ceiling being extended, takes to the floor and starts ripping Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. Just tears them a new one. Like, wait, the Republicans caved and sided with you, and you're standing here ripping them. Sitting right behind Chuck Schumer is Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who doesn't like extending the debt ceiling. He doesn't like $3.5 trillion. He's a Democrat, but he's a very conservative Democrat in West Virginia, and he looks like he's got his hands in his face, Manchin does, listening to Schumer just rip McConnell and the Republicans after they helped him. And he shakes his head, and he's wringing his hands, and he puts his face in his hands, and he scratches his head, and he looks around, and he says something to somebody, and somebody next to him that you can't see puts his hand on him and says, it's okay, just like calm down for now. And Manchin is about to go nuts because Schumer, his Senate leader, is just doing all the wrong things. Manchin gets up and walks out. This guy needs to switch parties. Manchin needs to switch. He needs to just come out and say, look, this isn't for me anymore. I'm a Republican. I'm not going to sit here and have Chuck Schumer blast Mitch McConnell after they helped keep the government afloat for another 6 or 8 weeks. Manchin was aghast by this. A reporter on the way out asked him, you know, what that was all about. And he said, look, we've got to de-weaponize here. We have to stop bashing each other with politics and get the people's work done. Manchin seems like maybe the smartest guy in D.C. And he's a Democrat, but he's a very conservative Democrat. I don't know, man. Manchin apparently likes being a senator, but it looks like it's going to send him to an early grave. It's bothering him so bad. He's just getting annihilated by the left. If you think Republicans or conservatives would be on Joe Manchin, no, that's not where he's catching heat. He's catching heat from the crazy lefties. I mean, the really far lefties, the Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, squad chicks, all that stuff. That's who's all over Joe Manchin, and he hates it. And he should just switch parties. Nobody in West Virginia is going to care. He's going to be the same guy. And when he switches party, understand this, Republicans, sometimes he's going to vote the other way. But take him in your party. Take him in and say, look, you're okay. You're the most liberal Republican we have. We can live with that. Come on over. Let's just come on over. I don't know why he doesn't. I want to say at one point Manchin was a Republican and switched or something. I don't know. Or at least just go independent. And say, look, I'm not with either one of you. You know, 50 Republicans, 49 Democrats, one independent. Nobody in West Virginia is going to be upset with Joe Manchin for going independent or going Republican. Nobody. And that's who he answers to, is the people of West Virginia. I would just greatly encourage him to do something like that, because sitting there wringing his hands and putting his face in his hands and being upset and walking out on Chuck Schumer, hell, you know Chuck Schumer. You know what he's going to do. He's going to take his victory here and still make the Republicans the bad guys. It's so awful. Chuck Schumer's an evil man. He is a pathetic, lying, evil man. He's awful. I mean, he's awful for America. He's just an awful person. There's a lot of awful in New York. And that's what you get. I mean, if this is what we're going to do, if we become a socialist state, that's what you're going to get. All the socialists in charge are just going to be awful people. And they're going to send the Department of Justice out to find parents who are in front of school boards. They're going to hunt down people that trespass because they voted for Trump, and they're going to give them real federal crime sentences, punishments. It's the Gestapo. It's the Soviet Union. That's what they'll be. They'll do that in this country. They've done it in New York. They're doing it in California. I mean, there's just so many absurd things. In California, you don't need an ID to vote, but you need a vaccine ID to go to a baseball game. You need an ID to sit in the open air and watch the Dodgers play, or the Chargers, or the Rams. You need an ID to do that, but you do not need an ID to vote. This is where we're headed. This is what they do. And they're doing it in states all over the place because they have complete control of New York and California. It can't last. I mean, America's either going to swing and vote conservative and change this, or we're breaking up. It won't last. This country will not last this way. There's no way. There is no way that permanent socialist control at the federal level is going to stand. There will be states that secede from the union. There is absolutely no way. So if they get their immigrants in, they fix the elections, and it becomes a one-party rule in this country, states will pull out. States will be gone. They will. KKHI is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics with 12 locations for your convenience. Fry Ortho really prides itself on running on time. And they do it in half the time. You normally get Invisalign, it can take 2 years. They can do it in 1 year at Fry Orthodontics, and your appointment is always on time. Online at fryorthodontics.com. Window World, the title sponsor of KKHI, is simply the best for less. 0% financing available right now. This is the time to get windows in the fall. American-made windows and doors. Online at windowskansascity.com. They do windows, doors, and siding. I had Window World windows in my previous home. Great replacement windows, lasting a lifetime. Call them at 816-799-0820 for a free estimate. Window World, simply the best for less. The official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. AmazingGarageFloors.net. They'd love in the next few weeks to put the sealer, Seal XP, right on your driveway and sidewalk to preserve that concrete when they start throwing salt and sand on it this winter. Saves you a lot of money if you seal it now. It'll buy you a lot of years of use for your driveway and your sidewalk. John can do that for a very low price. He can also give you that great garage floor you always wanted with Amazing Garage Floors. Online at AmazingGarageFloors.net, 901-7139. And Back 9 Development, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. You have a project, room addition, commercial property, custom home, or you want to be a developer, develop some apartments or condominiums. Back 9 Development can partner with you. They've built the Solheim condominiums at Grand Mere. These are spectacular condos on the Colbert Hills Golf Course with beautiful views of the Flint Hills. Great for a second home or investment property. If you'd like a personal tour, contact TJ by visiting back9development.com. Boy, the Urban Meyer video story just keeps growing. It has tentacles. I don't know what's going to happen with Urban Meyer. They owe him a lot of money. I don't think they want to fire him. I think they'd like for him to gain some credibility with his players and remain the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. But now we have two stories coming out of the story. The first is a very short story. The second is the important story. The first one is the mother of the woman in the video. It's her daughter, the hot blonde girl that's grinding on Urban Meyer in the Urban Chop House. Is that what it's called? Urban Chop House? It's kind of cute. Urban Meyer, Urban Chop House. The woman grinding on him, her mother is speaking out that she's locked down at home because this is Columbus, Ohio, and now she's a hated person because she did this to Urban. People think she did something to Urban Meyer. She didn't do anything. She's having fun, probably having some cocktails. She's a big celebrity, whatever. This is not illegal. It's not. It's what she did was actually rather typical in today's culture. The mother is worried for her daughter and her mental state. And she's also worried that she's going to get fired from her job at a marketing firm. The marketing firm is investigating whether or not she has done damage to their firm because she works there. This is so un-American. It's so bad. She's going to get fired over this? Absolutely ridiculous. Her mother's very worried. The better story is DJ Burns. DJ Burns is an interesting guy. He's 34 years old. DJ Burns is an electrician in Columbus, Ohio. DJ Burns, for about 10 years, was a sports reporter. He worked for a couple of fan sites, 11 on 11 Crazies or something. It was an Ohio State site. He covered the team. He went to news conferences. He wrote columns. He was an opinion columnist. He was not a fan of Urban Meyer. He said, this guy covers up players with that are committing crimes. As I describe this, think to yourself, who does he remind you of? He calls people out for covering things up that are dangerous, players with guns, bad things happening, sex scandals, rapes, money, all these things that were going on within the Ohio State football program. And he called him out on it. Urban Meyer would sit there and say, oh, we're doing our due diligence and da-da-da-da-da. And everybody in Columbus, Ohio would just lap it up and it'd be good. But not, oh, no. Not DJ Burns. He'd write critical pieces and say, man, this is a bad dude. He's doing a lot of bad things here and he doesn't care. He just wants to win football games, which I love. We all want to win football games, but you can't do this. He's making this a dangerous place. He's teaching these young, impressionable males that you can break the law and do bad things and get away with it and not be punished as long as you have a skill and can play football. So he called him out for a long time, and he said after years of doing this, it became so uncomfortable for him to do his job, and he never was accused of writing anything wrong. People didn't like his opinion at Ohio State. The people in the athletic department shunned him. They made it difficult for him to do his job. When he'd go to the facility and stuff, he was an outcast. And he said, after a while, it was no fun. I couldn't do it. If I wasn't simply writing pieces that were PR puff pieces for Ohio State, they treated me very poorly. They just treated me bad. And it was no fun to go to work. And I thought, I can't keep doing this. This is the Gestapo again. And everybody here is lapping it up. Everybody in the media, it's just like here in Kansas City. It used to be only colleges. It used to be places like KU basketball. KU basketball, get away with anything at once because anybody that covered KU basketball just sit there and with the program because we want to have access. We want to sit on press row at these games. You have the best seats in the house, or used to. That's all anybody wanted. Didn't used to be that with the Chiefs, but it is now. Everybody's just like, okay, we'll ignore everything that happens here. We just want to come to the games and be part of this. It's so fun. Oh, I got my picture taken with Patrick Mahomes. I was at Chiefs camp, and I got my picture taken with Patrick Mahomes. It's now my Twitter picture. Ooh, look at me. I mean, that's what it is. It's just suck-up media. And so this guy, DJ Burns, says, I'm not doing this. This is a bad man. I don't know. I've heard people say things about Urban Meyer. I trust Alex Smith. He says he's a good man. I don't know. Seems to me Urban Meyer has a laundry list of people that believe he's just a chronic liar and a fraud. There's a laundry list of people that are coming out now. DJ Burns is one of them. Well, he's not even in the business anymore. He's an electrician. But DJ Burns of Columbus, Ohio, age 34, has a lot of friends that are still attached to this sort of thing and know what he's all about. So he was texted by the photographer, the person with the iPhone at the Urban Chop House. He was texted the photos, and DJ Burns is the guy that released them. He put them out. He put them out on social media and says, yeah, figures. What a fraud. You know, yeah, you don't think he lies to us, but he lies to his wife. He lies to everybody is basically DJ Burns. DJ Burns tweeted when Urban Meyer left, good, he's gone. And they said that was the number one worst tweet in the state of Ohio in 2017 or whenever it was, 2018. The worst tweet of the year was by DJ Burns when he tweeted, good, Urban Meyer is gone. And they're doing just fine without Urban Meyer, by the way, at Ohio State. And he had questioned his character all along, but he's the man that released these photos of Urban Meyer. And maybe he had an axe to grind. I don't think so. I don't really think like that, but I get it. If I had photos like that, I'd put them out too. It's what you do. If that's who you are and were a sports reporter or are a sports reporter and you have that, that's all people want is the truth. Public has the right to it. It's media. You put the truth out there and you show people. And as long as it's not something criminal, like exposing a child to publicity or something that's just really off-putting. It's Urban Meyer, for crying out loud. He's a big boy. This was perfectly fair for DJ Burns to do this, and he did it. And so somebody contacted him and said, well, what's your deal? And he said, well, I have a reputation for serving the rich and the powerful shit cocktails. That's his line. He doesn't like the rich and powerful. He thinks they marginalize people in the media, marginalize people, period. That they abuse their authority, they break the law, they get people in other high places to side with them, and he's right. It's exactly what happens. You don't have to look any further than Britt Reid to see what's going on there. That's exactly right. He's exactly right. He says, my reputation is, I have reputation for serving the rich and powerful shit cocktails. And I served one here. I say good for DJ Burns. I say good for him. He said, I had to quit doing what I was doing because all they want you to do is be a PR mouth to cover the team or you're not there. The flip side of that is Mike Tomlin. I don't know if you've seen what Mike Tomlin said this week. Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've been a Mike Tomlin fan forever. I laughed the day he was hired. I want to say maybe he was 32 and had been a linebacker's coach. I'm like, what is this? And I'm honest. I thought, well, they just went and found, thought the right thing to do was hire a black coach. Well, Mike Tomlin's a great coach. He's got a crappy quarterback right now, and he knows it. It's time for Roethlisberger to shut it down, but he's a terrific football coach. He looks like, of all the coaches out there, he might be the guy I'd want to play for. I think Pete Carroll is a fraud and a crook across the board. He's cheated the NFL. He cheated the NCAA. But Pete Carroll looks like he'd be fun to play for. I'll at least say that. But I think if I could play for anybody, it would be Mike Tomlin. I like what he stands for. I like his calm demeanor. He pretty much stays even-keeled. He said this week, he does the conference call. They do conference calls every week with reporters. A lot of times the football team, it depends on who the other team is and the coach and whatever. Every now and then, Andy Reid may do a conference call in Las Vegas, let's say, with the Vegas media, the local media. This is a local media deal. Chiefs have conference calls every week. If you go out to Arrowhead, they have a speakerphone. You gather around a table. You can record it. They put usually a coach or a player from the other team on. They pick them, and you get about 15 minutes to ask questions, and then you can get some quotes as it pertains to Kansas City for the local media. Mike Tomlin was asked this week, why do you do that every week? He might be the only coach that does it every week in the NFL. Why do you go on the conference call in the other city every week when you don't have to? And his response was, I think it's probably good for my guys here who cover the team, the media here. He said, look, we're all in the same universe. All right? Our jobs are different, and sometimes we have animosity with the team versus the local media. I understand that. But I respect the job the people in the media do. I respect the fact that they work in support of this game. And sometimes it's negative stuff, but it's the media help build this game. They help the NFL. And while I'm not, sitting here kumbaya with every one of my local media, it has to be good for them that I go on in the other city. And he's right. Oftentimes, the Pittsburgh media then get the head coach of the other team because Tomlin's doing it. And it helps the media in Pittsburgh. And I thought, well, isn't that a breath of fresh air? Somebody actually thinking about their local media and the media covering the team. That, hey, I don't know what they do, like what they do, understand what they do a lot, but I respect them. They went to college. They work hard. They're trying their best. And I respect that. Mike Tomlin's a man's man, right? This guy's a devout Christian. He is a solid person. I stand with him on so many things that he stands for. And the second Mike Tomlin story is apparently he's got a bromance going on with Aaron Rodgers. People maybe didn't see it last week. As the Steelers had 12 men on the field, Aaron Rodgers went to the line of scrimmage to try to snap the ball real fast and get the penalty. Tomlin called the timeout. He caught it just in time. Rodgers looks over at him and smiles. And Tomlin smiles back at him, and they both kind of wink at each other and give each other the head nod. And now it's become a full-blown bromance. I mean, Aaron Rodgers this week has just been, went on a podcast and said, I can't tell you how much I like and respect Mike Tomlin. He looks absolutely like the guy you'd want to play for. He's even keeled. He's a champion. He's won a Super Bowl. I love that guy. And now everybody's taken that as Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Steelers quarterback next year. And he may. He may be the Steelers quarterback next year. It's fascinating. Apparently, there is a true bromance right now between Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Pretty cool stuff. Also in the NFL, Russell Wilson, the NFL was great on Thursday night and baseball was not. We'll get to baseball in a moment. The baseball was awful on Thursday. The division series got off to just dreadful starts, but the NFL was fantastic. The Rams beat the Seahawks. There was good defense and good offense in the game. Russell Wilson got hurt. There was a wicked shot of a dislocated finger that he got, and they froze the video, and you can see it. It's on social media if you haven't seen it. It's just kind of gross. It's kind of what football is. They'll slam that baby back in place, put it on a splint for a while. We'll see. Dangerous might play this week. Who knows? Geno Smith comes in. You think, okay, this game's over. He gets the ball on the two-yard line. Geno Smith takes the Seahawks downfield 98 yards for a touchdown. It's game on again. It was a terrific football game. The headline, I guess, is Russell Wilson is hurt. We don't know for how long. The Seahawks haven't said. But it was great. It started what's going to be a great weekend of football with great matchups. That's a terrific NFC West matchup. Chargers are playing the Browns. That's a big game. Chiefs have the Bills. It's loaded with AFC contests. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Arizona's playing in their division again this week. They got the Niners come calling. That's a good division. They're 4-0, trying to fend off everybody in that division. I think the Rams are going to win that division, even though they lost to the Cardinals last week. Rams have a very easy schedule coming up. Great games all over the NFL. Great games. Even the Bengals-Packers looks like a great game to me. It does. Bengals, surprisingly, are off to a good start. They got a young coach. They got a young quarterback. They got some good things going on. They're not great. I don't think they're any threat to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl, but they're a fascinating team that you don't write down loss anymore. When the Bengals are playing, you don't write down L next to them. So great games this weekend, started with a great game on Thursday night. The flip side of that was just a dreadful day for Major League Baseball. It started with the American League Division Series game, Astros against White Sox, and the Astros just lit them up. 6-1, it was never a game. They scored early, never felt like a game. It would be impossible, unless you were a fan of either team, to sit and watch that for 3 hours. Felt like the White Sox never had a chance. And then, that wasn't enough, we got Game 1 in the other American League Series, Red Sox at Tampa, and it was the same way. Tampa scores in the first inning, they get the lead, the Red Sox get shut out. They're impotent all night offensively, and it was just a dreadful, boring baseball game. And so baseball does have some great moments. The Dodgers win over the Cardinals in dramatic fashion. It was fantastic, and it was a close game the entire night. You never knew who was going to win. But these teams, when you have good teams, when the teams get better, it actually gets less dramatic. Because the good team, one good team with a great pitcher on the hill or a couple of great pitchers over the course of seven innings, will go out and get a 3-0 lead, and the other team just gets locked down. These games have a tendency to be very low scoring, pitching dominated. One team is basically impotent all night and can't score. Those teams are easy to identify, and the only way it's really a game is if it's like the Cardinals and the Dodgers, where the game was 1-1 into the ninth inning, and you're on the edge of your seat the whole time because one swing of the bat can do it. There's just not enough postseason games that are 7-5 or 8-6 or things like that. There's too much good pitching. It negates the hitting. And the division series are off to a terrible start. We'll see if that improves as the weekend goes on. There is one thing we all need to watch for. This is a beauty. I like rooting against Vegas, and I don't just mean the Raiders. I like rooting against Vegas. I like it when Vegas loses. If you've been there and you've seen what they've built, you know the profits these casinos make. You root against them whenever you can. Here's the team, if you've got nobody else to root for in Major League Baseball, the rest of the way. Going to give you reason to root for the San Francisco Giants. The San Francisco Giants are playing the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. The Dodgers won 106 games. The Giants won 107. The Dodgers, at the beginning of the year, were favored to win it all. They were not. You wouldn't walk to the window and bet on the Dodgers to win the World Series because the odds weren't all that great. Oh, but the Giants. The Giants in Vegas at the start of the year were 100-1 to win the World Series. Now they've gone out and have the best record in baseball, home field advantage, and everything you could possibly ask for. They're a funky little team, man. Well, they're a funky great team because they won 107 games. They don't have the star power of the Dodgers, but they know how to win. They can pitch. They do a lot of. They got a ballpark that's hard to hit home runs in, and they use it to their advantage. The Giants, if they win it, I mentioned they were 100-1 at the start of the season. Late July, when they're in first place and have a commanding lead with only a couple of months left in the season, they're still 10-1. You can walk in and bet $100 on the Giants to win the World Series and win 1,000. Now, they've got to get through the postseason and do it. And I'm not sure they're going to beat the Dodgers head-to-head. We'll see. But Vegas will get crushed if the Giants pull this off. Every single casino and betting outlet in America will lose millions of dollars if the Giants pull this off because they are holding bets at 100-1. Do the math. Just the $10 bets. People walk to the window. They're at a convention. You know what? The Giants are my team. I'll put $20 down on them at 100-1. A lot of people more than capable of putting $100 down at 100-1. And some people bet a lot more than that just because the odds were too tantalizing. Every single casino and gambling service in America will lose millions of dollars if the Giants win the whole thing, and that's reason to root for them. If you don't have a team and you don't have a favorite, root for the casinos to lose money. That's what I'm all about. There you go. It's KKHI, and I really want to see you at the walk tomorrow. Come on out and say hello. We'll have plenty of time beforehand. Jessica and I will be getting there early, 9 o'clock or so, an hour before the walk. We got plenty of time to chat, you know, talk about things, talk about ALS, talk about the podcast, talk about James Bishop and his family, anything political that's on your mind, sports-minded, Chiefs, Royals, whatever you like. Love to do a little handshake, meet and greet. We'll be all over the place at the walk tomorrow, so come on out and see us. It's open to the public, 9 a.m., Lot J, Kauffman Stadium. Please join us for the ALS Walk Kansas City. I would love to see you there. If you can support the walk financially, or if you'd like to walk in the walk, you can sign up and register at 9 o'clock. Join the team Bishop's Brawlers and walk with us. I don't know what it costs to walk. I don't think it costs much. You make a small donation and you can walk with us. Let's go. Come walk with us for a small donation. You can make it in person at the ALS Walk. That'll be easy. We'd love for you to do that so you don't have to worry about doing it in advance. If you want to donate in advance and you can't come to the walk, go to the intro of today's podcast. You'll see a link right there that links you right to James's page, and you can donate whatever you want. And we've got a huge goal here of $10,000. And KKHI has been very instrumental in this. They had a little money raised before the listeners of the podcast started, but man, I would love it if our listeners of this podcast donated $10,000 total. That would be incredible. And man, if there's a whale listening right now, you could donate $1,000 or a couple $1,000, I'd love that. That'd be awesome. You're making a difference for these this family. And their story is amazing. If you've not listened to that podcast from last week, I compel you to do so. Go back. The headline begins with fellow listener. Go listen to James Bishop and the story of his family and three generations of ALS. And you will want to support this cause, and you want to help in any way that you can. So please go listen to it, and please support, if you can, the ALS Walk KC. Come on out and see us. Bishop's Brawlers is the name of the team. Jessica and I and her parents will be walking with them on Saturday morning. We'd love for you to come by, walk with us, talk with us, anything you can do, or click on that link and make a donation to help in any way you can. The ALS Walk KC. KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.